From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The impact of social media can be quite severe when the reactive voices seek to drown out the considered one. It can be like confronting an out-of-control mob when attitudes replace reasoned argument. It is not what you would consider polite, let alone indicative of democracy, when the mob rules. It may be a field day for social scientists, but for those that are shouted down and bullied, it can be a devastating experience. On the other hand, the patriotic fervour with which ideas of fairness, mateship and a fair go are sprouted into megaphones, emblazoned on T-shirts and espoused by the political fraternity, apply to one group and excluding others. The paradox is not often remarked on. Now, we can have situations that arise when some of our numbers seem to blatantly abuse the privileges our licenses endow. I've heard and read discussions about what to do when breaches of on-air behaviour have occurred, and there seems to be a fatalism that a certain few operators are going to play up whatever. There is also the feeling that you don't dob on each other. I remember that there was a system of volunteer monitors, amateurs who kept their ear out for poor operating, and it was an awful thing to receive one of their QSL cards. Maybe the time has come for this type of self-surveillance to come back. Or maybe people who observe these things, instead of being outraged on the internet, took action by recording and logging the matter. Then if it is serious enough to warrant more than a personal phone call or message, pass the details along to the ACMA. Sometimes it takes a bit more courage to do the right thing than just being a keyboard warrior. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.